On Halftime, Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, with the weekend footy preview for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway.
He loves the sub as much as the next man. He's also the People's Hamstring, the national tipping champ. He's with us again on a Friday afternoon. Tomo, g'day.
Hello, Danny boy. Good to be with you, my friend. What's Hello doing? To all the listeners.
Everything well with you, Tomo?
I'm very well, thank That's you. Good news. Very well. Enjoying having a kick with the Sharks. Bayswater tomorrow, tough one.
At Baysie or at home?
No, at home, at Shrams. JJ, JJ...
Is it JJ Shrams?
No. It's Shrams Reserve Doncaster, yeah. But it's JJ Tully Drive in Doncaster, right next to the Shire offices. Just on that one, yeah. For all the kids, if you're looking to get down to local footy tomorrow, and it's going to be a good game, second v third, it's Kids Day. So there's going to be a big kick-to-kick. There's free hamburgers and sausages for all the kids and maybe some sort of, what is it called, the old fizzy
soft drink
lemonade sort of stuff. Rolling around for the kiddos.
Right, okay.
And just a bit of fun and games. So Doncaster Football Club are putting on a family day for the kids to get all the local kids down there. I know a lot of my under-12s that I coach from the Doncaster Junior Club are going to be down there to watch their coach maybe make a fool of himself, maybe tear a hamstring, maybe kick a couple of sausage rolls.
Are they going to be Peter Hudson style, going from end to end?
We'll see. They may get bored if I don't put on a show, but we'll see how we go, mate. And another thing, Harf.
Yes,
another
talk to
thing.
Me.
Now,
talk
this,
to me.
Not necessarily important, but I broke through a big barrier.
What'd you do?
Just recently.
Talk to me.
The mythical creature that has been the 100-kilogram mark for me. I've broken through. You would not believe.
You're sub 100.
Since I finished playing footy,
yeah,
I have had the 100-kilogram, I call it a mythical creature. It's like a bear.
It's
every time I get to that 100 mark, however fit I am,
yep.
I get around that 100 mark, this big bear just grabs me and drags me back up to about 102 to 105. And I've just been happily floating along, working at, when I was at Lion, probably more so 110, but... All of a sudden, mate, I've broken through.
Good for you, Tomo.
I'm back in double figures.
Not triples,
I'm doubles.
Doubles. That's a great effort.
How good's that?
That's a good effort. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
So I'm pretty happy.
Good for you. That's a great result.
The bear could get me, but...
but you're there. You've seen it.
That big bastard could grab me at any minute. Just a few tasty cold beverages and I'll be back over, but it's feeling good.
Good for you.
Oh, gee, that looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend.
Friday night's stinking it up a little.
Nah,
it's sort of flattening,
shocking.
You know, stinky, yeah. We're over it sort of Carlton on Friday business.
Yeah, well, it's been a big week. Although our good mate Johnny Barker's got the reins tonight for the
good
first
luck
time,
to Johnny.
That is
a big thing from our point of view, and we hope he goes very well. But we spoke about it last week. That is just the AFL have ticked a lot of good boxes this year. But the decision with the Blues on this many Fridays early in the season...
Not fantastic.
No.
Not
it
fantastic.
It just missed the mark. They didn't hit the barn with that one, did they?
No, anyway. They missed the barn. They were due to miss the barn, and they've missed it big time. Under three figures. The crowd's going bananas
they
off
are.
The SMS.
Join me. Please.
Join me.
There's room for more.
If I find myself in the three-figure club, I'm going home. Hey, Tomo, I was just going through the... because I've been very impressed with your comeback at the Sharks. 9-8-6 in 3 weeks. 23 snags in three weeks.
Last week, may I say, that the young chap that I was playing, you're half my age. They're all half my age. And they all get a good gag out of that. They have a laugh. He was like that 100-kilo bear. He just wrapped me up, and he had mates coming from everywhere. I only had six kicks.
But six snags!
So everyone's happy. How good's that?
That's the
I barely
game.
Touched it. But six snags! They're just going through from everywhere.
So he would have been flat, the bear hugger.
He would have. He had me on like on the boundary a couple of times, and I just went, popped it through. And how about that one?
And you like them apples.
Gee.
I would have thought you'd be sort of top two or three in the goal kicking. Dean Limbach's kicked 52.
Yeah, so I believe he's Doncaster East chap who's kicking just heaps and heaps.
Whoa. No, you've only played three games. He's played eight, but...
No, well, he's averaging about...
and a half a game.
Yeah, which is fantastic. So don't expect that from me. I'll be looking for a rest pretty soon.
Average is better.
I'll be looking for a rest pretty soon. And I'm sure Dino will just keep on kicking bags. But in saying that, though, a few snags are going through. I actually didn't even think I'd be playing footy this year, let alone popping a few snags through.
We're double figures. We're snagging. Yeah. What's not to love?
If we count the sausages at the bar afterwards, the
it's just as important.
With a bit of sauce on, I probably had 15 last week. So.
Just as important, Tomo. So good right for you. That's
enough,
awesome.
Enough talking about that. The Sharks are going okay, though. Big game. Bayesy, get down there.
Get down there.
Doncaster Reserve tomorrow.
Near the Shire offices, you'll have a great time if you want to pop in a shopping town.
Kids Day. There.
That'll be fine too. Hey, Tomo, let's talk Sydney tonight. SCG, because there's been plenty of focus on the Navy Blues this week after the departure of Mick Malthouse. But they've got to play footy tonight under our man Johnny Barker. And they've got a task in front of them. In for the Sydney Swans, Robinson, Daniel Robinson, new boy from Mosman. Out goes Lloyd. In for the Blues, Carrazzo, Walker, Graham and Henderson. Normally you'd say that's a really good result for the Blues. But the outs, Judd, Murphy, Gibbs and Warnock. That's not ideal. Tomo, what happens tonight? How does it all unfold?
Do you know what? With the opening of this show, you and I, we get a bit excited. It's Friday. You know, we're up and about.
We're up and about.
Tasty cold beverages aren't far away. And you have just pancaked me. No Juddy, no Murphy, no Gibbs. Off the SMS, someone's saying, go and celebrate with a bucket of KFC. I might just do that now. Just to...
Just to get you back over the
What are we looking for? What are we looking for
from
this
what
game?
Are we looking for
I am
from
looking
Carlton.
For. No, I'm not looking for anything from Carlton. I want Johnny Barker to coach this team and for them to have a red hot go for four quarters. And I think we spoke about the last few weeks. Their effort dropped off after one.
Yep.
So there wasn't. It felt like a fickle sort of commitment from the players to me. When you watch them, they went for one effort and then they dropped off. If they chased or followed their man, they chased for about 15 metres, then they dropped off. Or if the ball started bouncing their way, they started to go okay for 5 minutes, but as soon as Geelong did something or the team they're playing against actually put the foot down, everything's, you know, this is not working. A bit too hard. And they're in a bad place, no doubt about it. It's been a nasty place. So... it's got to be about effort for them. It's got to be about repeated effort. It's got to somehow be about getting these young players to realise the requirement of AFL, win, lose or draw, the commitment to the contest that they have to make and the effort that has to go into that. And if they can get that from them, forget about the scoreboard. If they can show some more committed and continued efforts, it's such a basic thing in footy. It should be happening on every ground, juniors and seniors all over Australia.
Yep.
You are a happy coach, and I'm sure that's all Johnny's looking for. From a team point of view, it's looking at the new players that come into the side. It's all about reviewing this team moving forward for them. It's finding out who wants to be there, who wants to play at this level and really put yourself on the line. From a Sydney point of view, I want to see one of their big forwards kick 10. I want to see a big guy. Lance Franklin has been...
fantastic for Blues fans.
Well, no, it's not great for them, but I want to see Big Buddy in some form. I think he's fallen away. He's struggling. You know, I haven't seen him really take any... overhead marks that I thought last year really improved his marking,
yeah,
and he's starting to show some good signs there. But that's fallen away a little bit over the last. I haven't seen it over the last 4 weeks or so. I want to see Buddy get into some form. I want to see Tippett find some form. These guys are highlights of our competition, and it's been up and down for them. So that's purely and simply. I want to see some goals, some sausages tonight.
There's been a discussion through the Malthouse Rome, particularly this year, Tomo, that the kids. The younger, inexperienced players were in and out a bit. Do you think now with the 14-week program they've got in front of them with Johnny Barker as interim coach that those kids will be taught the game and given time through the rest of the year? Form sort of warranted, obviously, but maybe a couple of free hits for a couple of these guys.
I think form warranted goes out the window at the moment. What do you achieve by form warranted? I mean, have you had a look at Northern Blues? How are they travelling as a team?
It's
a good question. Off the SMS, 0433981116, Blues fans, how is the VFL team tracking? And is a form warranted the way to go? Because form warranted is the reason, I believe, that their older players have been played every single week. So has that motto or that framework been working for them? Not at all.
Not at all.
Is that getting games into kids to find out if they can do it? Not at all.
Northern Blues 2-4 after 6.
So is there? Doesn't look like there's much form there, and that's got to do with list and injuries as well. So they've got to play these younger guys. They still, when their best players are there, of course, they'll be playing them, but let's find out about you guys. It doesn't matter if they lose by whatever margin. I'm sure the fans just want to see a plan for the future. What are we trying to do to work out what list we've got, who we've got playing for us, who wants to be there, who's got that inner strength and commitment to be an AFL player from our group, and If we lose by 100 points in finding that out, I'm sure Carlton fans would accept that.
So you're tipping the Blues?
No. No, I'm not. I'm tipping Sydney. I'm a Blues supporter. I was a Blues supporter as a kid. I was a Carlton.
I know you
Stevie
were.
Stevie Kerr. I had the mullet. I kicked helicopters. I taught myself to kick helicopters as a kid.
Just like sticks.
Just to be like sticks. It hurts me.
So Sydney by a margin?
Yeah, 12 goals.
12 goals to the Sydney Swans tonight. You can catch all
maybe
the action
15.
On Friday night footy with SEN Call Team, the number one call team in the history of the game as far as I'm concerned. 20 past three, we'll get to a break because Hutto, Matty Granlund, Nick Maxwell, Cam Mooney will be up there doing all that business for us tonight. Round 9 action, not too far away tonight from 6 in the coach's box with Leon Cameron with the boys and then Sydney and Carlton to kick off your footy weekend, Tomo.
Half really like this SMS that has popped through, so love these type of thought-provoking SMSs.
Yes.
Do the outs for the Blues this week suggest guys have been playing sore, or did they all get hurt last week? That's from a Blues person.
Was there a suggestion that...
I would suggest my initial thinking on that is they've been playing hurt.
Yeah.
It would be straight up.
That's a suggestion I've been given too.
Which is... it's fair enough. Listen, for those who don't understand, most players are playing hurt. They're just playing hurt to a degree. So even the players who are the healthiest...
They're still hurting.
They're hurting. They're probably at about 93 or 94%. So that is relative to being as good as you can be.
Yep.
No, if that makes
sense. Not surprised to see those names out this week.
Okay.
Considering what's going on and the way they've been moving, those gentlemen in particular. Hawthorn Gold Coast tomorrow, Tomo. Looking forward to this game. See if the Hawks can get a win. The schedule says they will. They've been win-loss. Says they'll win this week. Gold Coast, interesting proposition. In for the Hawks, in fact. Luke Hodge, Duray, and Daniel Howe, boy from the Murray under-18s. Out go Birchall, Langford, and Suckling. Lukey Bruce plays game number 100. For the Gold Coast, May, handy to have him back. Brooksby, Boston, and Martin come in. Prestia out, that'll hurt. Leslie Hall and Reigns. Keegan Brooksby, the new man from South Adelaide, 25-year-old Tomo.
Oh, Prestia out. That hurts like a punch in the spuds. That's no good. That is no good, Danny. The Gold Coast Suns. What?
Punch in the spuds.
What?
I don't think I've ever heard that term.
The Gold Coast Suns need Prestia. He's been about the only player that's getting a kick.
No, the Prestia thing's fine. It's the punch in the spuds that got me.
Oh, right.
The spuds, mate.
Haven't you heard that before?
I don't think I have.
Plums?
Plums. Plums I've heard, not spuds. I'm with you.
Right.
We don't get that
basically
punch in the spuds.
Basically what I'm saying is Gold Coast, it's been a really disappointing season for them. The injuries have killed them. Let's not get away from that.
No, that's
injuries,
true. That's
injuries
true.
Have absolutely smashed them. It's asked too much of their second-tier young players coming through who haven't been able to deliver. It's probably found out a little bit more about Harley Bennell and a few of the next-tier, I would suggested leadership group.
Yep.
I think it's shown that they're a fair way off. And from a Hawthorn point of view, they coughed one up last week. They coughed a big one up. It just... Rowan Connolly and I were talking about it on Sunday in how similar that was to the 2012 grand final in the game that they lost to the Sydney Swans. Like, yep. It was the same game. Missed easy set shots. Sydney got away from them. They clawed their way back. And then in the end, Sydney kicked a couple of goals late to win the game.
Yep.
It was so similar. Eerily similar with everything that went there. But in saying that, though, the form in which they went about it after that initial couple of minute period right through to the final bell, the final siren, was pretty darn impressive. So whether the Hawks, they get Hodge back, whether they need to get on a run at some stage, they need to finish top four. I think everyone will tick that off and say, yep, you've got to be in top four to win, be a serious flag contender.
Yep.
But their form is certainly, for a 4-4 team, is ridiculously good, except for a couple of hiccups in there, and I'm sure they've, that's something they'll be working on. Hawthorn to win this one comfortably. Good to see Hodge back. Cyril Rioli's form last week, like, he missed that one with the right hand, but he was Bruce McAvaney special to watch last week. Some of the things he did, and I'll be tuning in to see what he does in that game as well.
Hawthorn to win that one comfortably. On with you on that. Melbourne to Port Adelaide at Traeger Park and Alice Springs. Now BP and the Ox will be up there calling this game for SEN from 2:10 tomorrow. Jetta and Viney come in. Riley and Newton go out. Pedersen, 50 games for him. Good luck to him. And for the Power, who have just been worked out of touch, says David King, Stewart, Broadbent and Cleary come in. Corns retired, of course, last week. Kane Ryder out and Trengove out as well. So two big key players out there for the Power. And Angus Monfries, good effort. 200 games for the Power this week.
Been a great contributor at two clubs. Angus Monfries.
Monfries.
Good little goal kicker, and I'm sure He'll have a lot of the Port fans there. Actually, that one's in Melbourne, but he's been a very good player for them. Port, have they been worked out half, or are they not working as hard? There's two parts to this.
There seems to be a bit of a theory.
Well, for me, okay, you get worked out, but if you're second to the football and you're getting beaten to the contest, I think that says more about the team than actually about people working you out. Watching them again in the last couple of weeks, I think they've been very poor. They've lacked that super aggression that we saw from them early stages last year.
Yep.
We know that after round 10 or so that was a real roller coaster for them. I mean, their overall win-loss ratio since halfway through last year is quite pathetic, really. I mean, they beat Freo in Freo. They nearly beat Hawthorn in a final. I think that's actually hidden what has been a pretty poor calendar year of football from the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
No doubt about that.
I won't call them a vortex.
No, not vortex.
But there's question. You call it question marks on have people worked them out. I actually think they've just purely dropped off. I think where the players have maybe gone a bit ahead of
bathwater stuff.
Bathwater. Yeah. Mm. The work rate is not there.
We had a really good chat yesterday with Kingy and Luffy on Pure Footy about
What did the stats say?
Well, the stats say they can't slingshot from defence to attack like they did last year. They were just charging from defensive 50 to forward 50.
Okay. But are they chains. Are they this is where I get to, because if teams are winning the football off them in the middle and they're expecting it to get it back, they're not getting it back.
But when they do get it, this is what I'm saying, when they do get it back, they can't do it because they want to switch the ball out to the wide, use the width of the ground with their runners.
Yep.
Teams are blocking that off, pushing them back towards goal, defensive goal, and then they squeeze up and they've got no room to work in. So that's just a good visual for our listeners to look at this weekend, watching this game against Melbourne. The other thing is the time in forward half, just a little key stats along the way, down 15 minutes from last year.
Well, they
it's a huge number.
But does that get back to work rate again? So you talk about time in forward half.
No doubt,
half.
But system as well.
There is the system thing, and I think you can look into that and you can break that down. I'm sure Ken Hinckley does, but at some stage it's got to get back to pure effort and work rate as well. I don't want to be, you know, Mr. Simple. I do fit that mould quite well,
no,
but it does. It really does with this game of ours. And when you drop off in that area, all of these other areas pop up and everyone starts talking about them and saying, oh, well, they can't take it from half back to half four. Or they can't do this, they can't do that. Well, if you're second to the ball and you're not winning it and your effort to chase and tackle and push up and close them down and work for your teammates not there, everything falls apart.
It's true.
Everything falls apart. I think they've got to bounce back this week. Well done to Melbourne and their effort last week. They were fantastic, Melbourne. They had a real aggressive attitude. Bernie Vince was terrific. He is a super important player for them. When they've played well this year, Bernie Vince has played well. Good to get there and see how Hogan went about his business in that game as well. Jeremy Howe is a good article by Ryan Foley.
He's definitely
high flying. He is one of the great high flyers, one of the great marks in the competition. I don't know that they can beat Port. I should pick them and go against Port here, but I'm going to give Port. This is the last chance for Port.
Last chance
for Port.
I'm on the D's. I reckon the D's can
do
it. Oh,
sorry. This is at
Traeger Park in Alice Springs.
Apologies, listeners. I hadn't looked closely enough at that. I'm going for Port Adelaide.
Right, so it doesn't really change the tip. I'm going for the D's. I reckon they can do it. I reckon Port have been worked out, and I reckon Roosie will be all over it. Don't you worry about that.
Right.
Bulldogs take on the Giants at Etihad Stadium tomorrow, 4:35 p.m. We will be there with Matty Granlund, Nick Maxwell, Scotty Lucas. Minson in for the Dogs after his eventful week. Grant, Rovat, Hamling, McRae and Webb as well. Goods goes out. Cremery, Cordy, Talia, Hunter and Zhong. Joel Hamling, new boy from Geelong, 22-year-old. And for the Giants, Whitfield and Core come in for Davis and Williams. Heath Shaw plays game number 200. Both teams more than capable of winning this game, I reckon, Tomo.
Well, if the Doggies played like they did against Melbourne, they are not. And that is
official.
No,
that's true.
So as good as Melbourne were last week, the Dogs were poor. I am so surprised to see Tom Boyd named in this team for the Western Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. He looked like he was out of gas completely by halfway through that game. He looked to be a young player that needed a break. So I'm sure the Dogs medical staff know a lot more than I, but he certainly really struggled. They had to bring Minson in. Ace Cordy had been unfortunately just getting... he got overpowered by Jake Spencer last week and physically pushed aside. As much as they want to play Ace Cordy, because he can push forward and give them a forward option and he gives them a couple of strings to their bow, if he is getting physically manhandled and not having an impact on the contest, he cannot be played.
Yep.
So Minson comes in, has to play a fair amount of that ruck time, has to get physical up against Shane Mumford in that area. For me, the midfield of GWS is showing that they are a team to be reckoned with. The depth of their midfield, the players they've got running through there, I think they're just going to be too powerful for the Dogs in that area. I don't like the Dogs coming off the form that they showed last week. They looked really flat. I'll be going for GWS in this game.
I'm going for the Dogs. I'm giving them the chance. GWS more than capable, as I said, and probably will. But I reckon the Doggies, back at Etihad Stadium, where they can play some really good footy, can get it done. They'll be disappointed with their performance last week. I agree with you. They're better than that.
The interesting one, McRae back into that team is important through that midfield area. He gives them some class. He gives them some ball use. And, you know, he's an important player. Not sure, you know, why he went out in the first place. But I'm sure... Luke Beveridge does.
Nathan Thompson is with us on the Friday Footy Preview. Not too far away, Matty Campbell from sportsbet.com.au for all the markets for the Round 9 action. Tomo, let's continue on. Dreamtime at the G tomorrow night, 7:20, Essendon and Richmond. Richmond-Essendon, because it's a Richmond home game, and Essendon are the visitors, but they do have a very important man. Malik McBean, he's not that man, but it's important for the Tiger fans. He's in for Ty Vickery with that ankle injury. No change for the Bombers, Tomo, but Dustin Fletcher, just think about it, 400 games of AFL football.
Well, he started his career before me. I played a lot on Dustin, and he has lasted another 7 years after me. So that gives me a great feeling of how well this man has done. 400, amazing effort. Congratulations, Dustin Fletcher. You have been a champion and ornament and still are kicking strongly. Well done, great man. So congratulations to him.
Well said.
I know that we do need to move quickly. Brett Deledio, huge difference. Two games back.
Is he ever?
Awesome. What a difference he makes. This Tiger midfield, when they actually all contribute, look what they can do as a team. They've been more positive with their boys. I'm back on the Vortex this week, half.
Well, they're
dream timing at the G.
I'm picking the Vortex.
I'm picking the Tigers. I will refer to them as the Tigers if they continue to play this sort of footy. They deserve to be called the Tigers. Much better from them.
Well,
much better. Jack's back. You know, when they play quick footy and get the ball in there, Jumping Jack becomes a dangerous option. Anyway.
So Richmond to win. I'm with you, by the way.
They're going to crash the party, unfortunately.
I can't believe
Sorry,
I'm
Dusty.
Saying it.
Yeah, they're going to crash
but
the
party.
But
the Vortex can win that
Still,
game.
I've got problems,
yet to be convinced
I've got problems with how many goals the Bombers can kick. They're still struggling to find enough players to hit the scoreboard. And just looking from a midfield perspective, I think the Tigers have got more run. This is a good matchup for them. They can certainly outrun the Bombers in this game on the MCG, and I'm picking the Tigers.
I have been impressed with Trev Collier. He's the one that can break the game open for the Bombers, but I'm with you. The Vortex to take the Chockeys at Dreamtime and spoil the party for Dustin Fletcher. Adelaide Freo, Adelaide Oval tomorrow night. We will be there at SEN with Rob Waters and Daryl Wakelin calling the action. Henderson in for the Crows, Kerridge out for them, and no change for the Fremantle Dockers, who are sitting pretty at the top, 8-0. Tyler.
And deserve to be as well, half. Great win over the Kangaroos, just put the foot to the floor and absolutely smashed them off the ground in that second half. Nat Fyfe had an average game, apparently, 36 disposals last week. That just shows you how he's travelling. And you can't go away from the Freo Dockers. McFarlane back just has been, that just makes all the difference in the world for them, I think, from a structure point of view. Their midfield is super. Pav is in just amazing form. Good to see Tabana starting to show a bit. Walters back into form last week, half. And the Crows, they've just got a few holes, I think, from a overall list or contingent compared to Freo.
Yep.
Even though it's in Adelaide, Freo to get the chocolates.
Freo are a rabbit at the moment. They are very, very good. I was really disappointed in the Crows last week. You tipped the Giants in that game. I tipped the Crows, gave them a chance. And they let me down. They were really poor. They were just outplayed by the Giants.
Did you leave? Did you and some of the other SEN lads just let yourselves down with the lack of respect for the Giants?
No, not lack of respect.
I've been trying to get an apology out of Amar for the last 4 weeks around the Giants, and he refuses.
No, well, he's entitled to refuse because he may not have gone too hard, and you're just trying to lead him into that apology.
I may have mistaken what he said, but I still want an apology.
Brisbane and St Kilda, no apologies here for these teams. They need to get a win, and they'll do their best at the Gabba. Sunday, early game. Brisbane, Harwood, the Sunday squad, so extended benches here, work with us. Harwood, Buick, Cutler, O'Brien, Zach O'Brien. Up against a locker sort of fella. Into the squad, and McStay goes out. Matty Leuenberger gets the game number 100 eventually. Revolt, big one in for the Saints. Geary, Delaney and Loney in the squad. Sam Fisher goes out. Tomo?
See, that's what happens. A bit of old school, grab the jumper, up against the locker, fire up, son, but show some respect.
That's right.
And look, he's back in the squad. He's back. As if that's the answer. But anyway, Brisbane for me, they've been pretty good the last few weeks. Rewalt back is super important and a little bit scary for the Lions in that they just do not have a good matchup for him whatsoever. And with Bruce in there as well, that's a dangerous forward line for the Lions to cope with. But in saying that, I've just liked the effort, the work rate of the Lions boys. They failed in the second half in Melbourne last week, but their improvement has been very good through that midfield area. So I'm going to go the Lions at home, but should be a close game.
I'm going the Saints. I reckon they've set themselves for this game. Rewalt back, Loney back. Really like his work as a young fella.
Yep.
Fisher out doesn't help, certainly, but I'm not sure there's too many key forwards that giving too many defences nightmares at the moment for the Brisbane Lions. So despite their good recent form, I tipped the St Kilda Footy Club up at the Gabba on Sunday. Collingwood North, Tomo, good game. This one, Tuvi, Dwyer and Marsh come into the squad. Jonathan Marsh, a 19-year-old from East Frio for the Magpies. And for the Kangas, the skipper's back in the squad. McMahon, Dorr, Brown, Turner, and of course Andrew Swallow, the skipper. Jacobs and Wood go outski.
This is a tough one, huh?
It is a tough one.
This is this and the Richmond Essendon game, a game of the round for my taking. I'm going for Collingwood. I personally think Collingwood are in better form of these two teams. I've got some concerns over the matchups defensively with Travis Cloak and also Jess White for Collingwood. You know, players like Elliott and Fasolo, Blair, side bottom back into the team. They've got some really good form lines there. Scotty Pendlebury through the middle with Swanee and some of those young players like Seedsman and the like have been showing a bit. Kangaroos have been up and down with their effort this year. They've got injury concerns.
Yes.
Put it all together, I think I look at this one and think Collingwood deserve to go in favourites.
I'm just not convinced on either team, but I think long term the Kangaroos are a better proposition down the track. And if they're serious, either team is serious, they win this game. I think the Hanson factor plays into the hands of Kangaroos here, into that defensive system for the Kangaroos, and be able to get the ball back out quickly and effectively. I think he's really important in this game. I'm taking him out of the game.
There's two parts to that. If they can get the ball to ground out of Hanson's hands, then he can become a liability with the speed of Blair for Solo and also Elliott and these type of players. Mm. If he's allowed to mark the ball and take 15 marks, which he can do, he's very good at it, you're right. There's a bit of an arm wrestle that can happen there and probably a bit of coaching and players, how they adapt to that, could see this game. Because either way, this one is toss of the coin, no doubt. I walked into the SCN studios today thinking, maybe Kangaroos. But after sitting down and looking at the teams.
Consultation
with my boys upstairs.
Tomo, West Coast and Geelong play at the Main Stadium on Sunday. We'll be there with Tim Gossage, Glenn Jakovich and Darren Gasper. McGinnity, Lysette, College and Barras come in. Yo goes out. Tom Barras from Claremont, the new fella. Blees, Collegejni and Luxford. Two new boys there. Collegejni, Jake version and Luxford into the squad for the Cats. Can the Cats do it at the Main Stadium?
No.
Yeah.
I actually think looking form line wise though, the Cats have actually been pretty good. Their effort in Sydney was very good for the first half, fell away, but Swans have stacked that up against the Hawks and have shown they're back up and running. Carlton smacking good. Collingwood getting up. Collingwood are going right, the Cats, and so some of their form lines are good, but the West Coast Eagles, got to pay them credit. There's more to that form line than people are giving them credit for. They have beaten teams comfortably. I think they've got a bit too much run and potency up forward for Geelong at home, and that'll be the difference. If it was at Geelong, I would go for Geelong.
I tend to agree. I'll be tipping West Coast in this one. Let's